Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. It is remarkable because we talked about this over the last few days. When the Democrats want to take something away from you, they don't come straight at it. They'll go around the edges and work their way toward it and then consume the middle at the end of that process. And strangely enough, that's what they're doing now again with guns. The same people that claim that they love the Second Amendment, respect law-abiding citizens and so forth, they're lying to you. They want your guns. They want to take guns away from all private citizens in America and give guns to the government only. You know, the same government that a few years ago they said, don't trust the government. Well, now they want the government to have all the power. I know that because there's a new national extreme risk protection order and a whole new agency put together. I know that because of an article I read by Dr. John Lott and Congressman Massey, who wrote this article together. John Lott joining me now. Doctor, good to see you.
Great to see you. Thanks.
I call it NERPO because it sounds kind of ridiculous when I say it that way, but the National Extreme Risk Protection Order and a brand new agency to basically federalize red flag laws that are proven to be not much of an impact at the state level. What are we looking at here?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of different issues. One is just, can the Biden administration just create a new agency that hasn't been authorized by Congress? Congress, in the Bipartisan Community Safety Act, which we've talked about multiple times, put aside grant money for states that adopt extreme risk protection orders, as well as many other things. But the Biden administration has decided to not only put most of that grant money or the vast majority of it just towards extreme risk protection orders, but setting up a whole new agency within the Department of Justice to do that. And they simply just can't create new agencies without Congress passing a law creating them. But there's a more important problem, and that is whether these laws are beneficial. I mean, they're being sold as a way to go and save lives. Everybody wants to try to keep dangerous people, people who are either dangerous to themselves or dangerous to others, from obtaining weapons. The problem is that all 50 states already have what I would argue are much better laws on the books if they would be used, and right. That is these civil commitment type laws. So if you think somebody's a danger to themselves or others, you call the police.
Right.
When they come out, if they think that the person is, there's a reasonable chance, which is like a 20% probability that the person is a danger to themselves or others, they take them in, evaluate by mental health professionals.
We've talked about that here on the program. We've talked about the Baker Act, because the Baker Act works really well in Florida. I know a number of people in Florida. I know people that have had to make calls and enforce the Baker Act on people. Look, your health.
You have it in Michigan, too.
Well, right. The Baker Act seems to work better than most, but you're right. There are protection orders, I think, in all 50 states. There are ways to intervene and say, look, if a person is a danger to themselves or others, there are ways to intervene everywhere, right?
Right. Exactly. And there are all sorts of protections there. If once the mental health care professionals agree that there's a problem, there's an immediate hearing. If you can't afford a lawyer, one's provided for you. Evidence is provided there. But you end up with a situation now where the only thing that the judge can do under red flag laws is to take away somebody's guns. He makes that decision just seeing a piece of paper without talking to the person who raised the complaint or the person that the complaint's about. And you can have all sorts of errors that can occur there. And
it can be tremendously thin. I mean, it could be a post that I make on social media. Or a comment that I make on a social media. I mean, it could be incredibly
or
thin.
Or even not even making a comment. I mean, I have a friend, Andrew Pollack, who's lost his daughter at Parkland. He moved out to rural Oregon. We've talked about this before. And he had a neighbor who didn't like him, who disagreed with them politically, and went and put in an extreme risk protection order. When they finally had the hearing, the judge said, I don't even need to hear the defense. Andy doesn't even need to provide his side of the story because there's no threat here. This shouldn't have been filed to begin with.
But it was garbage and nonsense. Yeah, garbage and nonsense. Right. But here's the problem. And I've said this for years, not related to this type of encroachment, but in any crime, if you falsely accuse someone, If you falsely accuse someone of a crime and you know you're doing it, you should be subjected to the same penalty that that crime would carry. I believe that because for the guy with Andrew Pollack's case, nothing happens to the guy that makes the false report. Nothing, yeah. Right?
That's always the case, really. I mean, I worked in the Department of Justice. I've seen these types of cases. I worked at the U.S. Sentencing Commission. And people who make false reports simply just aren't punished. And that was true in Andy's case. Andy, when he had his gun taken away, one day he ran into a mountain lion outside of his home. Fortunately, he had his dog there, but the dog, when he tangled with the mountain lion, ended up having to get 50 stitches just on its side. But Andy would normally have his handgun with him, but he wasn't allowed to because guns were taken away.
So here's one of the big concerns, then, John, and because this is a national deal, it has it's ripe for fraud and abuse and people abusing the privilege. Oh, I don't like my neighbor, like happened to Andy. Or it could happen to you in the middle of Montana, or it could happen to me in the middle of Michigan if it's a federal deal. My question is it even legal? Is this new bureau, is this new push even legal?
Well, I mean, they can go and give out the grants, but they can't set up an agency like this. There's going to be challenges in the courts about it. But look, the Biden administration, time after time, has gone and done things that it's not legal to do, such as going out and giving exemptions for student loans so that people don't have to pay them back. The Supreme Court knocked them down, but they went and did it again anyway.
Yeah, you know, they don't care. They do as they please. They're lawless. You're right. Just another $6 billion, I think, about a week ago, given back, even though the Supreme Court says you have no power to do that. Supreme Court has no army to enforce its decisions. But
they've done this time after time with the vaccine mandates and other things, they put in these rules, making it so people don't have to pay their rent for longer periods of time. The Supreme Court knocks them down, but they know it takes years often for these things to go through the courts, and they get their way in many, many different areas for years, or even after the court decides, they just ignore the court decisions.
It makes me think once again that this election of November 2024 is the most consequential election of our lives. One of those seats that could be pivotal is in Montana, where John Tester sits. He's radically left compared to the state of Montana. You've even got people like Larry Hogan, who is not exactly a darling of the conservatives or the Trump voters, but he could win a Republican seat in Maryland. We could win a Republican seat in the Senate in Michigan. The only way we're going to push these things back and get rid of some of these terrible ideas is to win in November. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, as we've talked about before, the Biden administration, just on the gun issue, has put thousands, literally thousands of gun dealers out of business for no reason other than, they found a typo in a form over the last 16 or 17 years, and they want to make it impossible for law-abiding citizens, particularly poor people, to be able to go and
they really don't like. They really don't like law-abiding gun owners. They really don't like guns at all. They don't want any private ownership of guns. Dr. John Lott, you can always learn more at crimeresearch.org.
Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it, but you're not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely on yourself. Not sure where to start? Go to my website, preparewithgruber.com. Grab a Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for $60 off. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance with Ready Hour emergency food. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks that provide over 2,000 calories every day. Sealed inside heavy-duty packaging, they can last up to 25 years in storage. Go to preparewithgruber.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship that same day. Save $60 per kit at preparewithgruber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.